I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The fifth pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Jaden Ivey from Purdue University.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Very cool moment last night, seeing Jaden Ivey celebrate with his mom, getting picked by the Pistons. And possibly going to maybe the best situation, joining Cade Cunningham in building a young power in the Detroit Pistons in the NBA. It's Sean Morash here with Ken Barkley at Mraz CBS, at Lockie Lockerson here on You Better You Bet. I'm in for Nick here this afternoon. Jam-packed stuff going on here with the NBA draft. We'll get into a little baseball in a little bit. Just quick update, and we could, you know, expand upon this later on in the show if we want. Max Scherzer was originally scheduled to pitch this week, and I don't mean to laugh, on Sunday on what I believe is the Peacock game. The Peacock game, Sunday morning versus the Marlins.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
What are they doing?
What is that?
Yeah, like what? Like,
all right.
Why?
All right. Well, this is a twofold or threefold.
I don't mean to put you in a decision to defend Peacock, but like,
no, I'm not. I like Jason Benetti, their play-by-play voice. That's where.
Oh, he's awesome. This has nothing to do
great.
With the commentary.
It has nothing
team.
To do with
They're
him.
Great.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, just to close out, Max Scherzer's not going to start, and the Mets are exploring options. We don't know what exactly has happened, but that certainly doesn't sound like good news when Max Scherzer is scheduled to come
back to the Rumble Ponies.
Right.
Pitching in for them.
And by the way, he
didn't want to be a Rumble Pony
good.
Anymore. Well, guess what? He might be a Rumble Pony. Yeah.
He got hit. He gave up a home run in that Rumble Pony game. So something has happened when Max Scherzer will continue to monitor. He's not going to start Sunday as originally anticipated. The Mets are monitoring that he may have to make another rehab start. But that, either way, doesn't sound good. But so your problem here is with the Peacock game. Now, let me ask you this before I sit here and try to defend it, because I don't even love it. But I'll try. Is your problem more with the idea of streaming or more with an early game on a Sunday?
I think the goal for baseball right now probably is like that they're in a little trouble and like desperately need to grow, right? Like that's like, they probably feel like that. And I know there's some dispute about that. Like television ratings are such a tough thing to sift through now because of all the services and like streaming and all that stuff. Like I get it. Like maybe the World Series necessarily is still doing well, but like regular season baseball, like what do we do? Like, how do we do this? I'm just like, I'm not sure the solution to this problem is to like take a game that's really good and make it less accessible. Like that seems like a mistake to me. So like, cause I've had there are a couple of people on Twitter who are pretty funny with this stuff. One of the, I won't remember who it was like, they should take like the A's, the Reds, like whatever, and they should all play games at like 10 in the morning. Like they should all like where nobody has to watch them. We're like, we don't have to watch. Like that's what this strikes me as. It's like on the West Coast, like 8:30 a.m. you're putting like a good game. Like that's gonna happen.
So it's funny you say that because I kind of have an opposite take issue. I have way more an issue with the idea of putting premier Friday night games on Amazon Plus. I mean on Apple
TV, which is way less accessible than Amazon, by the way. Yeah.
Right. Well, and the Yankees play Friday night games on Amazon, but it's Apple Plus, and that's locally. Apple Plus, I guess, so here's my issue with Major League Baseball. Clearly, we are in an era where we're kind of in a transition. Still, many of us, like me, have DirecTV, won't cut the cord, so to speak. I have wireless boxes, but from a sports fan, I just don't feel like streaming has come a long enough way for me to go exclusively that way. I have other friends that do it and it feels like they're a minute behind games. So I just can't do that. I can't do it as a sports fan. I won't do it, let alone a sports gambler. You look down your app, if the apps are already somewhat ahead of your main cable services, could you imagine strictly streaming some of these games? Now, What Major League Baseball has done, though, is I think they've gone too far. I think if they want one streaming partner, a la like the NFL has done now with Amazon Thursday Night Football, all right, I understand it. I think the bigger issue is not Peacock on a Sunday morning and making a game less accessible. My bigger issue is picking too many different streaming services and asking a Major League Baseball audience who wants to access these games to basically be paying for multiple things on top of their regional sports package where they need their own team's games, Ken. I think that's, number one, the problem. If they got rid of Apple TV Plus and their only streaming thing was doing a Sunday 11 a.m. or noon Eastern, as you point out, 8 a.m. game on the West Coast once a weekend, I'm actually cool with that because I think in the summer and being a summertime sport like they are, people are watching in the morning Premier League soccer. I mean, that's when people in this country consume soccer is in the morning.
Well, are they watching it on Peacock? Well, a lot of people who are just like, well, I'm just not going to go there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, you're right. And that's another issue, but I'm talking about strictly game start time.
Sure.
People are doing stuff in the summer where you'll try to fit a game in. Now, doing that and getting people to go to Peacock, yeah, big problem. And I know I don't have Peacock, nor do I have Apple TV Plus. I sound like my father now. I have literally stayed away from every single game, not on purpose, just because I don't have them, and I'm not going to go out of my way to download and pay for them to do that. And they have made a game less accessible to me. But I think I might have been more prone to buy one or the other if Major League Baseball didn't greedily get contracts from all these different streaming services and instead kind of streamline this one way.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's like, I don't mean to be like that I have the solution for how to fix baseball with like younger generations or like to get it more viewers or whatever. Like they're,
oh, I have a few ideas.
They're in a tough spot though, admittedly. Like they're just, you know, like if your sport appeals more to an older demographic, then like it appeals more to an older demographic. What do you want me to say? You know? But yeah, I just think it's like, okay, so if you have a huge older demographic that still likes your sport and would watch these games, just like making it less accessible on premium packages that are difficult for people to find that aren't our age or younger, basically, just seems like a bad move. And the Apple TV thing's the same because it's like, it's almost like, well, we're going to try to appeal to a younger generation. How? Well, they like paying for premium things. So let's put them on that. It's like, as if that's like, that's the appeal, that it's on this cool thing or something. It just, it's like very weird. Like taking a matchup that's good and making it less accessible doesn't like strike me as a great call here when there are very few baseball matchups that are interesting. So like to take away a premier team, Mets are the best team in the league. You're going to put them on Peacock? They're the best team in the league. That's tough. Yeah.
Not the best team in the league, but they're one of the best teams in the league.
When I say league, I always mean American and National. Nick,
oh, gotcha. Okay,
that's always what I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit, and Bill in our chat brings up a good point too. I mean, he's got Peacock Premium because of WWE Network, which, by the way, is huge with the younger audience. So maybe in many ways, Peacock's a smart partnership because you have a bunch of people already have it, young wise who are wrestling fans, and then that's how they get into it.
Bill would rather watch Royal Rumble reruns probably than watch a Peacock baseball game. Would be my guess.
But I'll give you an example of baseball's problems here. Okay. Look, tonight we have the Stanley Cup final. Could get decided. We could go to a Sunday night. We'll give our thoughts on that a little bit later on. We have the NBA draft. We've closed the book on the NBA essentially until Halloween, more or less. They'll start mid-October or whatever.
Summer League? Not a fan?
Nah, I don't love NBA Summer League. I don't. This weekend,
I do bet on it sometimes. I will admit, I bet on Summer League sometimes. Yeah.
This weekend, NBC and Fox care, but as a not able to gamble on it in New York, I don't care. You have the USFL playoffs. Anyway, you see all these like kind of semi-irrelevant things I'm telling you about. The reason I'm telling you that is this weekend, the Braves play the Dodgers, the Yankees play the Astros, the Brewers play the Blue Jays. There's like a couple really good matchups. The Cubs suck, but Cubs-Cardinals is a big rivalry in baseball. That's going on this weekend. Max Scherzer could have been pitching Sunday. Okay, they're playing the Marlins. It's the Mets. Ohtani Mania again is back at it. Dude, why isn't baseball marketing this weekend, the first weekend without the NBA playoffs, as like baseball weekend in America and going above and beyond, making more games than usual? Like Fox alone should have, forget FS1 for a second, should have a triple header Saturday. ESPN has Sunday night baseball. Screw it. They should have a 4 o'clock game and a 7:30 game. Friday night, all right, you have your Apple TV package. MLB Network should jump in. Like, you should be going above and beyond promotion of your stars. Hey, this Aaron Judge is on MLB Network Friday night when we play Altuve and the Astros. Instead, here's baseball meekly this weekend. You know, we care because we're going to throw some dollars on it, and you care about your local team. Like, you should be trying your best to seize every ounce of post-NBA, pre the first ACL tear at an NFL training camp for, you know, kind of eyes and people talking about you. And baseball, it's like nobody could care this weekend. Like, this weekend should almost be like a rivalry weekend, too, where maybe instead of putting your schedule out in freaking June the year before, you wait a little bit, put your schedule out, kind of see when the NBA Finals are going to end, and make that first weekend Yankees-Red Sox, Cubs-Cardinals, you know, insert big games here and have them all over the place. Forget the streaming for a second. Right. Yeah. They're just, baseball sucks at this. They are so bad at this. Have you seen the Stanley Cup ratings improve this year? Have you seen the playoff rating? Just by switching TV contracts and Turner and ESPN investing in them and knowing how to promote, oh my goodness, it's Nathan MacKinnon facing Connor McDavid, doing the NBA-style, WWE-style promotions. Baseball doesn't get any of this. Instead, they're putting games where you don't even know where to find them. I think my dad on a Sunday morning knows how to put Peacock on a TV. You're chasing away the guys who actually do care. They suck at this. Baseball just sucks.
You know what's crazy is I didn't know those series were going on this weekend.
I do because I like baseball. And I'm looking
right.
At baseball.
Well, I knew Yankees Astros because the game yesterday was completely ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. You couldn't find it unless you were in New York and Houston.
Yeah,
or you had
I was on
TV.
The MLB app. I watched highlights. I didn't.
How
I wasn't
is
watching
that
the Hicks
possible,
home run
Ken? Yeah. Ken, there's no NBA. Yeah. How can you not one of these four Yankee Astro games is on national TV this weekend? That's a problem. Yeah.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
Yankees, honestly, Astros. They play seven games all year. How are four of them not on national TV?
And the argument that I would always make sometimes with because like working at ESPN, we would do all these focus groups of like placement of stuff in SportsCenter, like what sports are you into, like highlight wise, what are you interested, like all the, we would acquire all of this information. Of course, it's a giant company, it's Disney. Of course, they would acquire a lot of information. And the thing that would come back over and over again is as few baseball highlights as humanly possible. Like that's what people are like. It's an immediate click off. I totally get that. Right. But here's the thing. In that environment, SportsCenter, that's because baseball is up against all of the other things. Like that's because baseball's up against, well, I could hear about the NFL and I could hear about the NBA and I could hear about college football and I could see interviews and I could see features and I could see whatever. I could listen to Stephen A. Smith talk for a couple minutes, which is always entertaining. It's up against all those things, so it's going to lose. But like, there's nothing, like there's actually nothing that networks could counter this with that would do bet. Like this is like the black hole of sports right now, this weekend. Right. Like there's, what would you even put, like infomercials would be up against this basically. I mean, there's just nothing else. There's even it's like the golf is terrible this weekend. The Wimbledon doesn't start till Monday.
Yes.
Like you have the whole weekend.
Ken, you're looking to watch an HBO show that was on last summer over Yankees Astros this weekend.
I texted my wife. We're going to start it tonight, by the way. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yankees Astros.
Yeah. Think about it. Right. But if you saw, I don't know, five commercials this week, really pumping up the series,
sure. Maybe
in the back of your little mind, not your little mind, but you might mind my point. Baseball blew it this weekend.
How do you know?
Right, yeah. I don't. You're much smarter than me.
Wait till we talk about Rookie of the Year.
Right. We didn't even get to Rookie of the Year thanks to the Peacock game. So that's where we are. Max Scherzer out Sunday. Somehow that led us down a 15-minute road of this. We'll do more.
That's tough. That's tough for Mets, man. If he's going to be out and no news, that's pretty rough.
And here come the Braves. Here come the Braves. Mm. It's You Better You Bet on this Friday. It's Ken. It's Sean on the BetQL Network.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.